Giovanni is down here between you guys, because sometimes I have
I can grab one for you really quick.
Put one right here, too. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Put one right here, too.
I got it. Okay. Long notebook.
A lot of people here today.
Oh, I know. It's like nothing on the agenda.
Well, that's, it's the horse thing.
I know, but there's no discussion on it this month.
No final action.
Yeah.
But they could bring it up during the comments.
They can, yeah. You guys ready?
We're ready. Whenever you're ready. Is it time?
You all set, Dennis? Good to go?
I'm set. I turned my phone off, so I don't even know what if that, because I know that's...
Okay.
Little bit. We're good.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting. Note, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance requests, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on the agenda. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's Office at 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website. Board members, Kyle Myers, Chair, Donna Moore, Vice Chair, Martin Batchelor, and Janice Gostecki, and we have one vacancy. Secretary Tammy Harris and County Liaison Dr. Brian Paulson. I call this meeting to order. Invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Donna?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to roll call. Kyle Myers is here. Donna Moore?
Here.
Janice Gostecki?
Here.
And Martin Batchelor is absent tonight. Okay, moving on to the public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Anybody like to make a public comment tonight? Okay, moving on to the approval of the minutes of the December 11th, 2019 meeting.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of the December 11th, 2019 minutes.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the agenda for January 15th, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for January 15th, 2020.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to informational items. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
You want me to step up here?
Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Jason Levitt. You want me to turn this on?
Oh, did I not turn it on?
I'm Officer Jason Levitt, Las Vegas Metro Police. I'm one of the newer officers up here to the area. Currently
been here for about 5.5-6 months, and so far this has been probably the best 6 months of my career. I've had other details. I've done lots of different things in Metro, but since I've been here in Searchlight in Laughlin, this has been the least amount of stress I've experienced in a long time. So thank you to all of you. So on behalf of Lieutenant Hughes, he asked me to come and stand in here and report some stats, and then if you have some relevant questions, I'd be happy to do the best I can to field any questions. So with regards to calls for service statistics here in Searchlight, so 2019, December 2019, there were 9 calls for service. That's down from last year, 2018, there were 17 calls for service in that same time period. They also put on here November 2019, there were 24 calls for service. I'm assuming that's probably a little higher than the year before because they didn't put the reduction. From 2019 to 2018, that was a 47% reduction. Anyhow, that's a positive. There are fewer calls for service this December than there were last. The officers working in the area wrote 156 citations in the month of December here in Searchlight alone. There were no DUI arrests. We didn't catch any drunk drivers in the month of December here in Searchlight. There were 3 in Laughlin, but we didn't catch any here in Searchlight in December. Battery domestic violence arrests for both adults and juveniles were both 0. That's definitely a good thing. Bookings out of the Searchlight area were 4. I can't give you the specifics on those, but there were 4 bookings. And there were no juvenile arrests, and there were no juvenile citations. That's all the statistics they gave me to report to you, so if you have any questions, I'd be happy to do what I can to answer those the best I can.
Any questions from the public?
Yes, ma'am.
I know that you usually come around on Wednesdays as like a regular traffic day, but on Friday night, we play pool at the senior center. I'm not kidding, these people go 70, 80 miles an hour through town. And you think nobody's there, and man, they're right there ready to, and you have to honk your horn because they're going, you know, way over 25.
Yeah.
When you're trying to cross a road. So, I mean, Friday evening is horrible night to try to even cross. I feel sorry for the people that are on wheelchairs and stuff trying to come across or walking.
So, specifically on the highway then?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say those hours are that you're most concerned with?
I would say from 5 to about 9, 10.
Okay.
Somewhere in that area. Thank you.
So I'm going to take a note of that one particular citizen was concerned about Friday nights between those hours. I'm going to report this in an email to the lieutenant. What I can tell you that we are doing is typically starting usually on Tuesday night at about 5 o'clock. That's our graveyard shift Friday night, essentially. So they come on early, and they do a lot of traffic enforcement starting Tuesday night, and then through Wednesday night, we've got a lot of cops up here because it's basically our double. I'm sure they've explained this to you before. That's our double squad day. So we have a squad working in Laughlin, and then we send a squad up here to Searchlight. So from usually 5 to 7 o'clock on Tuesday night until probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, we've got a whole squad of our officers here at Searchlight, and that's what they're doing. It's primarily looking for traffic stops and drunks and any other problems because there just isn't a lot else going on in Searchlight, which is a wonderful thing from my perspective. So I will take that back to the lieutenant and see if we can't get some more presence up here during those hours. What I know that the swing shift guys are doing is when we log on at 2 o'clock, one of us, on our regular single squad nights, one of us stays up here for 2 to 3 hours and does traffic enforcement. So that happens between 2 and 4 or 5 o'clock every night. But, well, based on the stats that I just gave you, there just isn't a lot of justification to have cops here full time. So I hope that helps, and I will take that. I will take your request back to the lieutenant and see what we can do. Maybe you can send one of us up here. I would be happy to volunteer if they would let me come up here on Friday nights and do that.
Well, we should get the lady's name.
Oh, certainly.
We need that for the record.
My name is Audrey Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, 190 Montana Street, Searchlight, Nevada.
Thank you.
And where was it that you played pool, Audrey? Okay.
At the senior center.
Like I said, I'm new here. Okay, anything else?
Anything else from the public? Anything from the board?
No.
Thank you for your kind words, officer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your service.
Thank you.
You as well. Receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Looks like no Highway Patrol tonight. Receive a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Susan Landseedle, 701 State Highway 164, Space 55, Crees Mobile Home Park. During the month of December, we had 7 medical, 3 auto accidents, and 1 car fire. So a total of 11. So it's been pretty good that month. This month has already beat 11.
Any questions for the fire district? Thank you, Sue. Moving on to receive a report from Gabby Villafuerte with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening. Gabby Villafuerte, 1001 Valley View Boulevard. Just a quick update. Usage for Searchlight in the month of December of 2019 was 3.7 million gallons, and same month for 2018 was 5.4 million gallons, so Searchlight used 1.4 million gallons less in December of 2019 than they did in December of 2018. For the year ending in 2018, the Searchlight water system used 72 million gallons. For the year ending in 2019, Searchlight used 66 million gallons. This is over 6 million gallons less. We abandoned several thousand feet of old leaky main on Nipton Road and tied in all services to the newer ductile iron pipeline that runs from the wells. That work was completed, and the cost will be reimbursed by the Army Corps of Engineers. That's it. Any questions?
Any questions from the water district? Any questions from the board?
No.
Thank you. Receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Like
we have a report.
Have a report. Donna, you want to go ahead and read that one for us?
Sure. For the statistics for December 2019, we treated an average of 43,000 gallons per day. In December of 2018, it was an average of 43,000 gallons per day. So the difference was about the same amount of gallons per day as last year. The sewer service complaints were none for December 2019. Call before you dig was one. Call before you dig Searchlight ticket was received for December 2019, and there is a flow chart attached if anybody would like to pick it up in the back.
Thank you, Donna. Receive a report from Patrick Hierman with the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns.
Not here.
Nobody from the Park Service tonight? Receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Richard? Okay. Kelly's going to go get Richard for us. He's busy.
Clark County Parks and Recreation, Richard DeClerc, Program Supervisor. For December 2019, we ran 21 programs, had 441 program visits, with a total building use of 803 for the month. Excuse me. We had the Searchlight Holiday Parade. We had just over 100 people. A couple special thanks for that to Kyle Myers for doing the flipping the light. I spelled your name wrong in here. I just noticed that.
Me too. That's okay.
For going ahead and flipping the switch on our lights out front. Special thanks to Metro, the Clark County Fire Department, the Laughlin Senior Center, Smith's, Kathy Oaks, who owns the Cinnabon, who donated all the cinnamon rolls for the event, and to all the Searchlight community members who participated in the holiday parade. It's really fun to see everyone decorate their cars and do all that stuff, and they come up and enjoy the event up here. And I want to do a special thanks to Michelle Brown, who is our part-time staff who works here in Searchlight, who organized the whole thing. We even got her to come up today. So she did a great job with that, and we were really happy with the way the event went. So. Some upcoming events. We have Movies in the Park scheduled here. They're going to be in late March or mid-April. We're not sure yet. We have a meeting on Tuesday to decide those dates. Those will be down at the Searchlight Community Park. There'll be a minimum of two, but hopefully we can do 3 weeks in a row if we can make that work. And then Saturday, April 11th is the date for the Searchlight Egg Run. That'll be up here on the just behind us on the baseball field. The tentative start time for that right now is 10 a.m. So, and that's a free event. I don't have any other updates as far as projects or anything like that. we have that project that went to CDBG, and I believe they're voting on that sometime soon. So we'll see if we get the votes for that to get that building done. So, any questions?
Any questions for Parks and Recreation? Anything from the board?
No.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks.
Receive a report from Kelly Carlson with the Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Kelly Carlson, Searchlight Library. As usual, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays after school for our children's activities, we have snacks and open play. On Wednesdays, the rec crew joins us after snacks, and the kids get to move their bodies. We continue to have educational and craft programs on Thursdays after school, tomorrow, and at the end of the month on January 30th will be 4-H days with Mr. Will of Laughlin. They're wrapping up the gardening unit tomorrow, and on January 30th, the K-5ers are gonna start another Lego robotics unit. Next week on January 23rd, we are busting out the big rig-a-ma-jig sets for some large scale construction fun. And on Thursday, February 6th, we're doing a Valentine's Day themed painting craft. Our annual winter reading challenge for K through 12 kids began on January 2nd and will continue through January 31st. We here in Searchlight have a $25 Amazon gift card prize for each of our three age categories, grade, middle, and high school. Kids only need to read one book for a winter reading challenge and turn in a hand-drawn picture or paragraph regarding the story on a bookmark entry form to the library to be entered. We'll do the drawing on that probably the week after January 31st. Tomorrow, the older kids 4-H group had to be canceled due to a prior commitment for Mr. Will. However, on January 30th, the older kids, that would be grades 6 through 12, are going to be beginning an advanced Lego robotics unit. On the adult side, our book club will meet next Tuesday, January 21st at 10:30 in the library, and again on February 4th. See me for details or the books if you're interested in that. Sip and Paint is going to return to its normal scheduling, which is the fourth Thursday of the month. This month that will be January 30th at 1:30. And this month we're doing a floral picture utilizing techniques for working with white paint for shading and depth, which was a special request from last month's group. No experience necessary on that. Allie is a gifted artist and teacher, and she will help you along with that. And all supplies are provided by the library. As always, all of our library programs are free to the public. General news, closures district-wide. They don't generally affect us here in Searchlight because they're Monday holidays, but all of the branches in the district will be closed on January 20th for Martin Luther King Day. And looking a little bit ahead into February, all branches will be closed on Monday, February 17th for President's Day. On the election side, I have current Nevada voter registration forms if anyone needs to register to vote. I also had two reference questions in the library regarding the Nevada caucus procedures. I did do some research on that, and if anyone has any questions regarding those procedures, please see me in the library, and I will be happy to fill you in. And Facebook, we post once a day, occasionally twice a day, but we don't hit you with a lot of stuff, and if you want to know what's going on, that's the best place to find out. Any questions?
Any questions for the Searchlight Library? Anything from the board?
No.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Okay, right now, tomorrow, we have meatloaf with all the fixings. And then the following Thursday, we're having chef salad. So come on down and join us. It's $5. And any age, does not have to be a senior. You can bring anybody. Kids are $3. Adults are $5. As Audrey mentioned, we have pool going on Friday nights at 5 o'clock. We also have pool on Monday mornings at 9 a.m. And anytime you want to come down, the center is open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to noon. And Thursdays from 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. because we have bingo at 6. And it's only $1 a card. So come down and see us. We don't have any activities lined up yet. But we will have some after our next board meeting. We'll be discussing that, and I will bring it up here. Thank you.
Any questions for the Senior Center? Thank you, Janice. Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. In December, I reported 3 streetlight outages, which all of them were fixed. I'd like to thank Nevada Energy for being on top of that report. And that is all I have to report this at this time. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you. Receive a report from Luis Blancarte of Equinox Gold regarding the status of the Castle Mountain project.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for making this time for us. Joining me today is Aaron Hall. He's one of our environmental leaders here in town, and is going to help me just provide you some updates. I wanted to share with you that, you know, we began doing some staffing. Some of the more specific traits, such a safety person on site. We've hired a mine manager that will be assigned to this facility full time. Right now we're in the process of hiring an environmental manager that will be assigned to this property full time.
Well, that's a new piece.
Yeah.
Some additional environmental staff.
So earlier today I asked you if you're going to be full-time here. You're only in here.
Yeah.
That's right, environmental staff. I apologize for that. We have started to look at some of the building permits for a small modular type office. We are looking at an administrative office, perhaps a small lab. Some of that, you know, small offices that we will be using. Sometime this month, knock on wood, we will probably be beginning to pour some concrete for some of the more permanent facilities, and we are really looking forward to that. Some of the environmental, I'm going to go ahead and let Aaron update you on some of the road and some transport programs.
Hello, everyone. We did just receive last week BLM approval to use dust suppressant on the full road. So we hope to start applying that by the end of the month. And then right now we are also transplanting about another 600 Joshua trees and yuccas into our nurseries on site. And we do also have a program where we can donate some of those to the public. So if anyone has any interest, just let us know and we can kind of work out the details on that.
Now, the transplanting of these is so that we can use them at a future date?
Yeah, during reclamation of the site when we would be going through closure, those plants. So with this 600, we'll be up to probably around 1,600 total that we've transplanted to nurseries on site.
And the plan is that once we are done mining, then we start restoring and putting these back and start getting the topography looking as close as we can. That's the way it was.
Right.
With that, I'd be interested in any questions you may have, any additional information you would like to know.
First, I'd like to open up questions and comments from the public. Is there anybody in the public that has any questions? Okay. All right. Move the questions to the board. Anybody from the board?
Yes, I have one. You mentioned that some of those plants might be available to the public. And how would they go about finding that out? And who would they call or talk to?
You can contact me.
Okay.
So I can give you, before I leave, I can give you my information.
Okay.
I also have a question. You have somewhat of a timeline when the mine will actually be in operation, or is still kind of taking it one step at a time?
Yeah, right now we're forecasting third to fourth quarter of this year. Now I can say this year, 2020.
Okay, great. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, if there's no more questions from anybody, we're all set. Okay. Thank you for being here,
thank
guys.
You.
I will be hanging around, so if you think of anything that didn't ask, please feel free to approach us, and happy to answer anything we can.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Receive a report from Judith Brown and Kate McDonald with the U.S. Census Bureau regarding 2020 Census recruiting and updates.
Good evening. My name is Judith Brown, and I'm a recruiting assistant for the 2020 census. Kate is a partner to our Clark County work, but she's ill and couldn't come tonight, so she apologizes for that. I can give you an update on what we're doing now. We finally got some kind of statistics to tell us how our recruiting is going. Our recruiting ends in March. And during March, everything will be focused on training. And April 1st is the count date. That's when the enumerators or the census takers, the counters, are going to be going from house to house. And that will probably last until about mid-July. And as far as Searchlight goes, I have some good news that is bound to get better. We have a scale to check ourselves as to how our recruiting is going. Red is poor, yellow is good, green is excellent. Searchlight, and now this is Searchlight, Calaberry, and Palm Gardens, is now in the yellow. But it's in the upper half of the yellow, so that's not just good, that's very good. I am now going to be switching. Laughlin is green, so I don't have that much to do except get the extra people that, in case people drop out, decide they don't like the job, then you have to put replacements in there. So I'll still be doing that in Laughlin, but I'm going to be focusing on Searchlight, Calaberry, and Palm Gardens. And we've just been allowed to actually talk to people at their homes, so we can knock on doors, leave them literature, tell them how they can apply. And one of the ways to apply, all the applications are done online. Nothing is a paper application. Each of the libraries in Clark County has computers that people can use to do their applications. And Kelly has been wonderful. I can't say enough about what she's done. She's done more recruiting through social media than I have. And she also knows people who want to apply, so she calls them in on the days that we're there so they can do that. And I also want to thank Janice for letting me speak at the Senior Center. I'm sure that helped too. So thank you. So if you see, there might be two of us. Otherwise, it's just going to be me. So if you see me knocking on doors or people tell you that someone knocked on their doors, tell them what it's about. And it doesn't have to be just the person I'm talking to that wants to apply. Any family members, friends, neighbors. Just get the word out that way. Just talk to people. That's what I've been doing, and it works a whole lot better than trying to have a group meeting when people's schedules don't really gel with the time you set for the meeting. And anywhere there's a computer, you can apply. You can do it at home, the library, any place else. So it's very easy to do. It's not a long application unless you're looking for supervisory positions, but the regular enumerator one is not very long. And I will probably continue trying to draw people to the library, because I know there are quite a few people around who don't have computers. So that's what I'll be doing for the next six weeks. And if I run into any of you, please say hello, and I maybe get some leads from you. So I think we're going to do very well just based on what we've done so far. So thank you everyone who has been involved, who has spread the word. It helps, and the reason it helps is because it determines the count determines our representation on the state level. And it also determines how much money we're going to get for the various programs that are run here. And Lord knows, in Southern Clark County, we need that. So please, whenever you get a chance, thank you very much.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Thank you. Have a good one. Okay. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Anybody have any announcements out there? No? Okay. Moving on. Planning and zoning. UC-19-0809- doing Riley Gentry use permits for the following. One, to allow agricultural livestock, large horses and agricultural livestock, small chickens prior to a principal use. Two, allow an increase in the number of agricultural livestock, large horses. And three, allow accessory agricultural buildings prior to a principal use. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, fence height. Two, fence setback on 0.2 acres in a R-T manufactured home residential zone, generally located on the south side of Encinitas Street and the west side of Lincoln Street within Searchlight, to the Planning Commission on January 7th, 2020. At this time, there is no final action. Moving on to general business. We have no general business tonight. So we're going to move on to the comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Anybody like to speak for public comment?
Yes, I would. My name is Gary Comers. I live at 500 State Highway 164. I'm here to make a comment about the hearing held on the 11th, wherein a number of people rose in opposition to the previously mentioned planning variance that you just read from that. Did I confuse everybody? See, I watched the presentation of the Planning Commission online, and I was very much upset by their decision. basically, they seemed to ignore the board's recommendation not to approve it. There was no mention of the people in this room who were here who gave a statement not supporting the variance. One of the members of the board made a statement, the Planning Commission said, he knew all about Searchlight and that there are donkeys and horses walking the streets here. That's what he said. So I went back and I read the report of the meeting online, and I waited until tonight to see what the secretary reported. I say this with all due respect about what people who rose in opposition actually said. The only statement attributed to the people, me being one, Gary Comers, that there was an opposition to large animals. Well, I happen to mention that I believe that the population density of that particular area was so great that it was inappropriate, my word, inappropriate, to have that many large agricultural animals on a 10,000 square foot block when 7,500 square feet is required for just one horse. So the Planning Commission did not pay any attention, in my view, to the board's recommendations. So why have a board recommendation?
Thank you, Gary. Anybody else from the public like to make a comment?
Hello, everyone. Jim Stanger, 8021 Kimwood Avenue in Las Vegas. Maybe I remember from a few months ago, I'm the board president of the now official Friends of Walking Box Ranch. Hello, I just wanted to make a quick, I'm doing some planning with BLM on plans to open Walking Box Ranch to the public on a regular basis. We had secured some plans recently. I wanted to come up and give you guys an update before, not let it wait for a number of weeks. Right now, with the amount of docents that have been recruited and other volunteers that are willing to spend time helping out at the site, we're planning with BLM to open Walking Box Ranch on the weekend starting in March. So I think as it stands right now, we're planning to open it. It'll be open for, I think, two tours a day, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. And as we get more volunteers and more folks involved, we'll be able to expand those hours. Open during the week, however much we can. To celebrate this being open on a regular basis, we're also planning with BLM and UNLV and hopefully you all, community, to have an open house celebration. Invite anyone who wants to attend to grab a hot dog and a drink and learn more about the site. And I think if we can get BLM, the Interpretive Rangers, involved, maybe get some tours going of the house and the facilities, and just give you guys a preview of what we're going to be, what's going to be happening on a regular basis there. And then, if you're interested in helping out and being a volunteer over there, we're looking for some folks to help out with greeting visitors as they come by, or being a docent, like leading a tour of the house and the facilities, and of course the sexiest job of all, groundskeeping. This is essentially a large house with a working, ex-working ranch, so we're looking for some folks that can help us maybe do some weeding or, clean the windows, kind of, really awesome stuff like that, but it needs to be done. Anyways, we'll have, I didn't bring them with me tonight, but as we solidify dates for the opening and for the open house, we'll get them, we'll post them here and throughout town and in Laughlin, and we'll also get flyers out soon if you'd like to volunteer, how you can contact us. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Anybody? Judy?
Judy Bendorf, Grandpa's Road and Henderson, Nevada. I had sent an email to you folks a few weeks ago, and I thought the deadline for comment at that time was in December. But the FAA is revising your flight approaches for the Henderson Airport and all the other airports. The reason that this is important to Searchlight is that the one approach for Henderson Airport will be changed to directly over Searchlight, which you'd be pretty high elevation, you probably won't be aware of it. However, Mr. Turnbull, who owns the airport now and is trying to get a business started there in commercial drone testing and manufacturing said that will impact his testing of commercial drones. And I have a couple of handouts here with you can comment up until January 21st. And online, I have at least three copies here, and if anybody else needs them, I can get them. But he's rather upset that he's been working very hard trying to get through BLM to expand the airport and then try to open a business there. And then to suddenly, out of the blue, FAA says, oh, we're going to route our airplanes over there. So.
Thank you, Judy.
Hi, good evening. My name is Maria, and I'm with HELPA Southern Nevada, and I'm here to hopefully advocate for our weatherization department. This is your tax dollars at work. We're hoping to have people apply for the program. We're trying to get rid of some funding so we can get some more funding for next year. But when you make your houses energy efficient, this allows you to put more money into your medical, if you are having medical issues, or into your table for your food and so forth. So we want
to speak into the mic.
Some of that stress.
So we can't all hear.
Sorry, my first time speaking, so bear with me. I'm hoping that we can have people apply for this program. A lot of people are not aware that it is out there, and it is free. If you are homeowners, whether you own a mobile home or a home, we can come out and have somebody assess it. And it's not just the act of fixing your HVAC. It's a full wraparound program that includes your solar screens. That includes if you have any broken windows, your HVAC system, your water heaters, as well as your stoves and refrigerators. So I'm hoping that people will ask and apply. I have left some applications here in this facility as well as your senior center. If you need any help filling them out, if you have any questions, we're open Monday to Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. I will say on a side note, our computers are hacked, so we haven't had computers for 3 weeks. It's going to be probably another 2 weeks before we have computers. For those of you that are going to be applying, there'll be a small delay in the response. Okay, thank you for having me. Appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thank you. Is there anybody else from the public who would like to make a comment tonight? Okay. Moving on, our next meeting date is February 12th, 2020. And I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a good night, everybody. That doesn't happen a lot, does it?
No, it doesn't. I thought Diane was going to get up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the recorder, too. Here's the recorder.
I'm getting it.